Guess what? It is time for the show again with your hosts, Paul Johnson, and me, Calvin Sharp. Calvin hasn't quite shown up yet, but we'll just, you know, get it rolling without him. If I sound a little sluggish today, that's because I have gotten the good old J&J government-issued data chip in my arm this morning, and it's kind of, you know, taking me for a ride, so we're going to start off with a little bit of a smooth cut from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and this is May This Be Love, a newfound, I wouldn't say favorite tune, but I've been listening to it a lot recently and loving it just as much. So here is May This Be Love by Jimi Hendrix. There you go with some Jimi Hendrix, May This Be Love. Got a little bit more of a kick of energy now that my co-host has entered. Welcome,
hello,
Calvin.
Hello, folks. I'm a little preoccupied at the moment. If you were wondering what I've been doing, it's for a couple of days now, it's been trying to figure out a way that I could cut the zip ties on a guitar cable that I have. And it's been a problem that's probably been taking up most of my mind for the last week because I couldn't find anything sharp enough in this whole campus. Turns out there's a razor in the studio the whole time, but you know, I really don't know why they zip tied these things. It seems like a little bit of an excessive measure to keep me from using the cable, but we are chugging full steam ahead at trying to undo them.
Well, and I know that that's been happening for you for a couple days now, that you've been working on this one problem of just opening the zip tie, right?
I would say a week and a half.
Right, and it's, I mean, you know, we've had some good days and stuff, and there have been things to preoccupy you during that time, but then From what I've noticed, just from our, you know, co-host connection that we've got going here, yeah. I can tell that you get some sleepless nights and just kind of rattle in bed thinking about that's. By the way, probably going on to the air, that squeaking sound that you're making with the X-Acto knife. But am I right that it's been, you know, keeping you up and it's just like rattling things. You?
Yeah, I mean there's a plethora. I haven't slept in 3 days.
Yeah,
I'm running on fumes. I haven't slept since like Thursday. I think was I woke up Thursday morning. I've been awake since then. Mm. So yeah.
Yeah,
mostly because of this, but you know.
But we've had some good days where you can, you know, take your mind off of the X-Acto knife and zip tie problem.
Like,
but
how
man, if it
I
wasn't
am.
For those nights, then you know would be totally fine.
Yeah,
and that is wow, what a great segue into our next song. If it wasn't for the nights by ABBA. Wasn't for the Nights by ABBA.
Hey, I have a new sound for you, because you said you didn't like the squeaking before.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? That's the sound of the two ends of the cable touching each other, because they finally can, because I undid all the zip ties.
And I'm just so sound. Happy. So happy for you.
I'm pretty happy.
Elated.
Yeah. This next one is from a Pixies album that I've been getting into recently, because it was the last Pixies album I didn't listen to besides the bad reunion stuff, which I'm not really interested in. But this one I thought was really funny, because I thought I was listening to like a Bruce Springsteen song or something when it first came on, but it also sounds like the Pixies. So here's Head On by the Pixies.
I was telling Calvin right in the beginning of that song that I was actually shocked at how much it sounded
exactly
like a Bruce Springsteen song.
Until you start hearing a moan, and you're like, oh yeah, it's the guy from the Pixies.
All right, next up we have a song. This week, for this episode, I was looking back into some of the songs that I was listening to right in the beginning of quarantine, because I realized that they're so... like far back, just from how long this stuff has been going on, that I like hadn't even really considered that I hadn't played them yet.
Yeah.
On the show, so I'd say a decent amount of the songs that I'm going to be playing are from like that early March quarantine, when you know I was really just holed up and all by my lonesome. So here we go. This was one that when the sun was starting to shine and it felt like, you know, there was hope that, you know, maybe things would get back to normal pretty soon. And even though that didn't happen, that elicited a certain feeling that made me feel good. So here is Replay by Planet 1999.
Pond de Replay. Thank you.
in there brings me back
to March. I'll probably just what I think of something from then. This next one is, I think, you know, it actually breaks two of the rules I usually have about music, is that I usually never find anything I like through Instagram. And two, I usually don't trust any artist who is like, their name is like a short name or phrase in all capital letters from LA. Like, usually that those are pretty good parameters for like, I'm not gonna like that that song. This one,
like Zayn,
yeah, or like sometimes they would like Crystal, but like the A is a V,
like no
something.
Vowels,
yeah, something like that. Anything like that, I just guarantee not for me. Not gonna like it. So that's why I was surprised I like this song. So it's Linea by Lane in all caps. Giving it up.
Yo, Linea, Lane.
Yeah, I've just been listening to a lot of like popier stuff recently to try to work on pop songwriting. So that one just itched the right itch, or scratched the right itch, I guess.
Well, we can stay right in that lane with this next song. This is actually what like sparked me thinking about not having played songs on the radio that I was listening to at this time, because this song, Forever by Charlie XCX, was definitely my most played song last year, favorite song of the year. I think it's amazing, and I was just like thinking about it that there's been so much time passed since we had last been on the radio that I hadn't had a chance to share it with all of you beautiful people. So here is Forever by Charlie XCX. Sorry if some of you listening back home didn't love the blown out sound of that and getting into your speakers, but that's what I love about it so much, and especially in a quarantined and enclosed state that I was in earlier. That was really just, you know, what kept me going and you know, made me push on. Not that like I couldn't have anyway, but you know. So yeah, there was my favorite pick of last year and favorite song in quarantine and favorite song in a long time. So
yeah,
what do we have up next, Colin?
This next one, I guess the biggest listening trend is I've been listening to a lot of like the Japanese stuff, I won't even begin to pronounce, like, there's a whole genre of this, like, kind of really smart, like, pop rock stuff, but it's just really awesome. So this was, like, a lesser Harold band that I got really into this album. So here's Fine Day by Three Berry Ice Cream.
Day, Three Berry Ice Cream.
Yeah, definitely a lot of Beatles influence in that stuff, but I don't know, it's very fun. It's all very smart pop.
Nice and cute. Okay, the next one that we have is a quick one, but I think it's really beautiful, and I was listening to it a lot, again, in that, you know, beginning of quarantine phase. So here is Heart Full of Love by The Invincibles. Some good Motown here.
Attention.
So that was Moth by Failure. Really fun, like grungy 90s band. I've been listening to a lot. They sort of are on the precipice of like more like cooler shoegazy bands like Hum and stuff, and then like bands that are sort of thought of in a different light, like Perfect Circle and stuff like that, where they're like, so they're like somewhere in between cheesy hard rock and like cool shoegaze kid stuff, but they certainly have riffs though, and the guy's got a great knack for like kind of gross melodies and stuff that I really like.
All right, and next we're gonna actually hop off of the streaming service. Well, I guess big streaming. Yeah. Any of the core, what is it, of Apple Music and Spotify.
Don't forget Tidal.
Yeah, right. Tidal. And move off of those and go to Bandcamp for a personal connection that I have to this next group. I feel like I actually don't often have any of those. Calvin sometimes will come out with some picks of bands that he's seen or, you know, knows some people in, but you know, I'm just not as integrated into the music scene. But this one actually was a recommendation given to me by my mother from a family friend of ours who just put out an album. They're based out of DC, called the band's called Personal Space, and this album's called A Lifetime of Leisure. Been listening to it a little bit recently, and I was pleasantly surprised after she gave me the recommendation. So here is the second track off the album, Supine and Feeling Fine by Personal Space.
To the
Once again, that was Personal Space with Supine and Feeling Fine. Feel free to check them out on Bandcamp.com with their newest release, Lifetime of a Leisure. A Lifetime of Leisure. Sorry about that. It's good stuff. What do you have coming next, Calvin?
I was thinking about the old quarantine songs thing. And this one is one from that I really liked from a band I listened to, but I never checked out this album it's from. But I ended up really liking the song. The music video is really what got me into it, because it was filmed all on like an old film camera. It looks like an old movie. So here's John's Song by Horse Jumper of Love. Yeah, Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. That's we'll be playing a song from a resident of there coming up soon. But that's just a little sneak peek. You got to get ready for it because we're not playing it next.
It's from Savannah. Oh yeah.
We knew. But we are gonna play where? Mazzy Star is from is what?
California.
Oh, I thought she was British for some reason.
No. They're American. Grown and raised.
Well, next up, we have a song from Mazzy Star, who I hadn't actually gotten into until very recently, and was very happy when I did. One of my friends from back home showed me the group.
One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, it's really, really great. And this album is just, like, amazing. I think it's probably my favorite from the group. So here's Holla, the opening track on She Hangs Brightly by Mazzy Star. Go with Hala.
Such a beautiful voice.
Mazzy Star.
And this last one, this is going to be the last one we have time, folks. We have time for, folks. But, you know, I was thinking back of, you know, the songs from quarantine. This was probably maybe the day that we got sent home, I found this song. It was a rapper that my friends had suggested, and I went through, and this song just stuck out for me, and I remember all
from Savannah, Georgia.
From Savannah, Georgia, we were talking about earlier. But I remember just walking through my house listening to this all the time. So here's Chopper by Doo-Wop Kane.
Choppa, Doo-Wop Kane. Thank you so much, folks, for tuning in. Once again, this was, guess what? It's time for the show again, man. With Paul Johnson.
And Calvin Sharp.
And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM in Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.